This morning, we're going to think about boundary breakers. And as I was thinking about that this week, I was thinking there are lots of different boundaries and different kinds of boundary breakers. Let me explain a little bit about what I mean by that. When it comes to boundaries, there are all kinds. There are some boundaries that are academic. There are boundaries that are athletic. There are boundaries that are cultural. And then there are boundaries that are technological. There are boundaries that are social and others that are scientific. There are boundaries that are atmospheric. There are boundaries that are linguistic. There are boundaries that are philosophical. There are boundaries that are political. There are all kinds of boundaries. Whatever they are and however different they are, we tend to be fascinated with and inspired by people who break boundaries. I want to give you a few examples. Whether it's someone like Susan B. Anthony, and if you don't know who she was engaged in tireless work in the 19th century that brought about something that's known as the Anthony Amendment, which was a 19th amendment to the U.S. Constitution,